people of other cultures. Those close to Christ are lifted above color or caste. He who is closely connected with Christ is lifted above the prejudice of color or caste. His faith takes hold of eternal realities. The divine author of truth is to be uplifted. Our hearts are to be filled with the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. The work of the Good Samaritan is the example that we are to follow. When the Holy Spirit moves, all prejudice will be melted away and we will approach God as one brotherhood. When the Holy Spirit moves upon human minds, all petty complaints and accusations between man and his fellow man will be put away. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will shine into the chambers of the mind and heart. In our worship of God, there will be no distinction between rich and poor, white and black. All prejudice will be melted away. When we approach God, it will be as one brotherhood. We are pilgrims and strangers, bound for a better country, even a heavenly. There all pride, all accusation, all self-deception, will forever have an end. Every mask will be laid aside, and we shall see him as he is. There our songs will catch the inspiring theme, and praise and thanksgiving will go up to God. Societal distinctions should become contemptible. The cross of Calvary should make the distinctions of society fade away and become contemptible. If the Lord is so gracious as to accept sinners from the white race, and forgive their sins, holding out to them the assurance of the higher life, the hope of a place in the redeemed family when he comes in the clouds of heaven, and the righteous dead rise from their grave to meet him, will he not accept sinners from the black race, and will he not forgive their sins? Does he not hold out to them the same hope that he holds out to the white race? Will he not, if they believe on him, receive them as his sons and daughters? Will he not raise them from ignorance and degradation by the working out of his plan? Does he not, through the instrumentality of the more favored white race, who claim to be children of the same Father, wish to uplift and ennoble them? Racial separation is not permanent. Walls of separation have been built up between the whites and the blacks. These walls of prejudice will tumble down of themselves, as did the walls of Jericho, when Christians obey the word of God, which enjoins on them supreme love to their Maker and impartial love to their neighbors. Let every church whose members claim to believe the truth for this time, look at this neglected, downtrodden race, that as a result of slavery have been deprived of the privilege of thinking and acting for themselves. We dare not ignore existing racial prejudice. I am burdened, heavily burdened, for the work among the colored people. The gospel is to be presented to the downtrodden Negro race. But great caution will have to be shown in the efforts put forth for the uplifting of this people. Among the white people in many places there exists a strong prejudice against the Negro race. We may desire to ignore this prejudice, but we cannot do it. If we were to act as if this prejudice did not exist, we could not get the light before the white people. We must meet the situation as it is and deal with it wisely and intelligently. The work must not be hindered through prejudice caused by national customs. There must be a firm determination on the part of our laborers to break with the established customs of the people whenever it is essential to the advancement of the work of God. The work might be much farther advanced in Europe if some of those who have embraced the truth were not so wedded to the habits and customs of nationalities. They plead that the efforts of our ministers must be made to conform to these customs and prejudices, or nothing will be accomplished. This has had a binding influence upon the work from its commencement. The effort that has been made to conform to English customs, to eat and drink English, to dress and sleep English, has circumscribed the work, and it is now years behind what it might have been. The effort to keep bound about by French customs and ideas has hindered the work in France. My heart aches as I hear our brethren say, "Such an one does not understand how to labor for these nationalities. Does not God know what the people need? And will he not direct his servants? Is not the truth one? Are not the teachings of the Bible one? Let God give his messengers the word to speak, and his blessing will not fail to attend their labors." We must not build up separate interests between different nationalities. I felt urged by the Spirit of God throughout the meetings to impress upon all the importance of cultivating love and unity. I tried to present the danger of building up separate interests between different nationalities.